Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Monday to you. So we come into the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee. Intern Parker's got the Periscope fired up if you want to watch along, although I wouldn't recommend it right now. I just haven't shaved my head or my face in a long time, and I look scraggly and patchy, and you don't need to see this. Just trust me. Just listen along. Watching, no good for you. But happy Monday to everyone. How are we this morning? Thumbs up from Ben Lee, Cody McClure.
Well, I feel good, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. How are you?
I'm good. Other than, like I said, feeling really scraggly and ugly today.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a walk last night about 7 o'clock. I mean, it was one of those days, and we knew it coming into the weekend that it was going to be one of those weekends where you just pretty much want to stay in front of the TV all weekend.
It was one of those.
Luckily, the weather helped me on Saturday. The weather wasn't pretty. I had an excuse to just stay in. It's raining. It's ugly. A little bit of Sunday threatened that a bit. But then, you know, the Masters wrapped up early. They moved them up to 9 a.m. So, I mean, the round, I feel like, was over by 3. I feel like the tournament was over by 3 at least. And then there was that weird time after the Thunder and Trailblazers played where the weather got really good. And I was like, man, I really haven't gotten off this couch a lot this weekend. So I took the puppy. Me and the lady went on a little walk around the neighborhood. And then the wind was really swirling, so nothing but pollen just kept hitting me in the face, and I just sneezed for 20 minutes straight as I was walking. Just legit, I think I fired off 65 sneezes in a 20-minute walk.
Should have stayed inside.
Should have stayed inside.
No pollen in there.
Nope, so now my eyes are still dry. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. My throat hurts. Allergy season is in full effect, but we're going to power through this. Had Game of Thrones last night. Pretty good, solid, okay. But of course, the story of the weekend coming out is your guy. You always say, hey, just give me Tiger, and Tiger delivered.
Yep, it had me glued to the TV on Saturday and Sunday. And I think that's a lot to expect from me.
No, so. I mean, I think it was a good representation of America. I think everyone, at least on Sunday, was wrapped in front of their TV. So you found yourself in front of it on Saturday as well watching, because we talked about that last week. You know, I kind of joked about it, but I was also being half serious of what type of effect would Tiger Woods being in contention have on the orange and white game attendance, right? It was like, are people going to make the call to stay in on Saturday? And he was one of the last groups on Saturday too, so he played, you know, well into the evening. I think his round stopped like right at 6 o'clock. So you found yourself there for Saturday as well.
Yes. I was glued to the TV on Saturday watching Tiger. And you know, he came out looking pretty good on Saturday, in perfect position to make moves on Sunday. And then, boy, did he ever make moves on Sunday. It was beautiful to watch down the stretch. Because you pretty much knew after 15, as soon as he took a two-shot, or I guess after 16, when he took a two-shot lead, you kind of had the feeling at that point, like, this is really going to happen.
When he was a stroke up after 15, that's when I think everyone started believing it was going to happen. But like you said, when 16 looks like it was going to potentially be a hole in one, and then ends up, you know, 2 feet away from the cup. You knew that was it.
Yeah.
Now, no one really put any pressure. There is that, because this is, you know, Tiger Woods' first comeback win in a major ever, and there is a part of it that says, well, he only had to shoot 70. Seems like everyone else kind of did him some favors, right, in terms of not going too low. Of course, Molinari did him a favor by completely falling apart. That was wild to see a guy who looked like a machine for so long, who was hitting, you know, who within, you know, his putter was keeping him in the lead. He was scrambling, saving pars, doing everything he needed to do until he hit a pine cone. And it went in the water, and it was over for him at that point.
Those damn pine cones. They will mess you up on the golf course.
He hit in the water twice.
As he found out.
And it was over. It was a wrap. And we all got the moment we've been waiting for. Tiger Woods earning his fifth Masters green jacket, his 15th major championship overall. Was it as good as you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it was. I thought it was pretty surreal just to see Tiger do it at the Masters. You know, because the Masters is, to do it there, I think it was maybe Houston that said it, it's just poetic. You know, whereas other places, he could have won a major somewhere else. He could have won the PGA Championship or whatever, the Open or whatever. But to do it at the Masters and get the green jacket for the fifth time just has a little bit of a more poetic feel to it. Because that's when everybody is watching golf.
I'll be interested to see what the TV ratings look like. I know that they're already saying, I've only seen one city so far for some reason, and they were down 15% in Louisville from a year ago.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it started at 9 a.m., so.
Yeah, that's probably got something to do with it.
That's going to affect ratings. The whole West Coast, I mean, it started at 6 a.m. Now, CBS did run it back immediately. As soon as it was over, they fired up and replayed the last round. So maybe the rewatch will have good ratings too, but I'm curious to see what type of rating effect we have on this.
I even woke up early for it.
Yeah, most people I know woke up right around 9 o'clock, just in time for coverage.
People that were there said they had never seen anything like it. Apparently, when Brooks Koepka teed off on 17, people around the tee were still cheering Tiger on 16.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was that shot of Koepka getting ready to tee off, and I assume it was right around the time Tiger hit his shot 2 feet away from the hole, and everyone realized, oh, my God, he's about to do it.
Yeah, and, like, imagine how much pressure those other guys probably had, like Molinari, and which I know he just fell apart, but if he hadn't fallen apart and he had beaten Tiger, everybody would hate him.
It was fascinating to watch him play because it didn't look like he got rattled for most of the tournament. Like, the first seven, eight holes, he was doing what he does, which is get on the green and make putts. And then all of a sudden it hit in the water and it was a wrap. It was over really quickly. I would have liked to have seen what would have happened if Brooks Koepka had made his birdie putt and put some pressure on Tiger. If Tiger had to par to win that hole. Because he almost hit the par putt to win. You know, he had the fist pump locked and loaded as he almost hit from 12 feet. Instead, left, you know, a 2 foot tap in to win. I would have liked to have seen Brooks Koepka make a birdie to put a little pressure on him. Because Tiger had a bogey for the win.
I had a good feeling Brooks Koepka would fade, and he did, which I was personally happy to see. I don't like Brooks Koepka.
I don't know if I would consider what Brooks Koepka did fading.
Well, he didn't win.
He didn't win. I believe he was 6 under the moment you said he was going to fade, and he ended up 12 under. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that he faded, but he did make some mistakes. He hit it in the water, too. If he didn't hit it in the water on 12, I believe it was, then I think he is in a lot better position, has more pressure on Tiger.
You think it was rigged for Tiger to win?
No. No, I don't think it was rigged.
That would be disappointing if we found out it was rigged.
Do you think it was rigged?
I think it would be pretty hard to rig golf.
Yeah. I don't think it was rigged, no. Now, you could say the nerves got to some players, but maybe that's why none of them shot great rounds. And
you don't think somebody offered Molinari a big check to just tank?
Well, that'll be fun to watch, because now what? Now what happens? You finally had the babyface take down the Hill, which is a major championship. I mean, he gets his big redemption. That's the story we've all been waiting for. Does it sustain our interest in golf?
Well, knowing
that Tiger can win and that he's going to be near the top of the betting favorite in the U.S. Open next month, is that going to get more people watching? Will everyone say, hey, Tiger can win this, I'm going to watch the whole time? Or will people say, oh, well, he finally did it, good for him, that was the apex, that was the end of the story, I'm going to go back to, I'll care if Tiger's in contention on Sunday, but we're not going to rally around and want it anymore, because everyone wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, you had the president tweeting about it, he was live tweeting it. Well, everybody was involved.
My girlfriend went to a class yesterday, and right when she got out, she called me, right whenever, you know, the tournament was wrapping up, and she was asking, what's Tiger doing? She was interested in it. What's Tiger doing? I said, hey, he's walking up 18 with a two-shot lead. And even she got excited, which she likes sports, you know, a fair amount, but golf, sort of, kind of. I mean, she got sucked in on the Tiger effect as well.
I mean, it can only go down from here.
Never meet each other in person.
surely they won't. It can only go down from here, right?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, Tiger wins the Masters. That's a really huge sports moment.
Unless he can get hot, catch Jack.
I mean, he only needs four more?
Four more to pass, three to tie. Really, two more to make it interesting, right? Because if he gets two more, then every potential major is him to tie. So he really just needs two more to get us really, really invested in these majors.
I don't think there's any way he's going to catch Jack.
He's been at the top the last three majors. He's had chances to win all three. Won one of them.
He did win the Masters. But eventually, his back, I feel like his back will give out.
That is the ticking time bomb, right? Is what happens with Tiger's back, and it looked for a while that he was done. Man, I mean, didn't he have like a spinal fusion surgery?
Yeah.
Not too long ago, and usually that just sounds really bad.
It was really good to see Tiger win yesterday, but yesterday's enough for me.
So that's good with you if the story's over there?
That's enough for me. Tiger won the Masters. That was a really awesome moment. We were all glad to see it. We were all glued to the TV. And to me, you know, if he never catches Jack, so be it. I think he came back and he did what a lot of people thought he would never do.
To me, I am invested in the next tournament too. I'll be invested in every major tournament. I want to see what he does in them. You say, yeah, I'm good.
I mean, I'll watch golf as long as Tiger's playing.
Right, but he needs to be in contention.
But, yeah, if he's not in contention on Sunday, maybe I'll watch. Maybe not. 50-50. You know?
So there's not this big – I don't know what type of residual effect this is going to have on the health of golf.
I don't think it's going to be some big resurgence.
I made this case, you know, around the time that the Triple Crown was won in horse racing, that, yeah, we all kind of only care about the Triple Crown in horse racing because it hasn't been done forever. Once it happens, we're all going to go back to not caring as much. And once that horse, that I can't even remember the name right now, won the Triple Crown, didn't really care anymore because it had been done. If someone does it the next year, don't really care. Maybe Tiger's bigger than that, though, because yesterday was a time that we don't really get that often. It was a time when everyone pretty much came together and was rooting for the same thing, for the most part. Now, you'll always have your contrarians, but for the most part, hell, even the golfers on the course were probably rooting for Tiger, as you saw, as all of them waited to dap him up when he came off of the green. We don't really get those moments too often. We got one yesterday. We'll continue the conversation next. We'll take your phone calls, 865-546-8200. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. When was the last time we all came together like that and rooted for the same thing? You could say most of the country probably rallies whenever Alabama plays. Although I'd say a good portion of the country doesn't really care about college football. But sports fans probably get together and root against teams like that.
I think the last time was probably the last major where Tiger was in contention.
It's weird, though, because Tiger's a jerk.
Yeah, but he's our jerk.
Like, it's weird that we all love Tiger so much, right?
Well, there are people who don't.
Well, I know, but for the most part, we do. Like I said, yesterday was about 98-2. You even had people who, like, hated Tiger for all of his career. I'm bought into this redemption story.
I think we all like a comeback story, don't we? Even the people who don't like Tiger like a good comeback story.
I think so.
And who the hell else are you going to root for? I mean, you going to pick out Francisco Molinari? He's going to be your guy from now on? I mean, how are you going to root against Tiger in that situation?
Someone with 28-1 on Molinari, I was kind of hoping the machine would hold off a little bit. I wouldn't anybody but Brooks Koepka.
I hate that guy.
Anybody but Koepka.
That guy's just really hateable to me.
Maybe that's it. Maybe golf has never had the second guy that people root for. Would have been fun to see if Tiger was going head-to-head with Phil or even Ricky for the new generation. Because Ricky has that, you know, the elephant on his back in terms of never winning a major. So what would have happened if he...
He would have choked.
If he was going head-to-head with Tiger, would you have had the same people rooting feverishly for Tiger? Would have been like, I'm happy with either. Because I had some people telling me that. Like, if Tiger doesn't win, I hope it's Ricky. I'd be okay with Ricky win. We booed whenever, like, Bubba Watson would hit a good shot. Like, no, get Bubba out of here. Patrick Cantlay, Patrick can't golf. Get the hell out of here. If you're Patrick Cantlay, do you come away from that really happy and proud of yourself because you shot, you know, a hell of a weekend? I believe it was 2 over heading into Saturday. And the next thing you knew, he had the solo lead and then immediately fell apart.
I'll be honest with you. You mentioning that name right now is the first time I've ever heard that name.
I thought you were watching the Masters yesterday.
I was watching Tiger. I was watching the featured groups.
You're just on the internet watching?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one thing that kind of diminished it a little bit for me. I didn't get to hear Jim Nance's call.
Okay.
Because they had a different broadcast team on the internet watch.
So you're a streamer, even though the Masters is on CBS, which is free for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I was on CBSSports.com.
Right, but I mean the actual CBS
channel.
I don't
have the antennas.
I think that's something you should get.
The bunny ears.
I don't have them either. I was doing the Masters.com.
Well, I paused.
Is there a reason why you guys just don't get the bunny ears and just get the free cable?
Well, Sling doesn't do like local channels. Like you would have
Sling
to get.
Sling doesn't have to. You just have to get bunny ears.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
$10 from Walmart.
Well, I never got them.
It's like $30.
I never got them because YouTube TV does have the local channels. But I paused my YouTube TV membership after basketball season because I didn't think I'd really need to watch anything.
So then the Masters came along.
I could have just logged back in, but I would have had to pay him like $43. And,
you could have done like intern Andrew used to do. When intern Andrew got his cable and internet cut off when he was waiting to move, he used to just come here in the studio and be posted up on Saturdays watching TV.
Yeah,
I kind of forgot about that.
Intern Andrew would just camp out and sit here and watch free cable. I say free, I mean Nate pays for it.
Yeah. I mean, the place I live has free cable, too. Like, it's a big TV and everything. You can go in, like, this lounge area. But I had it on the computer. I didn't want
to... That seems strange to me.
...bother with anything.
I mean, especially because CBS has the SEC football games.
Yeah, but I'm not... I mean, I'll have it again when football season rolls around. But I just... There's really... I don't care anything about TV during the summer.
Okay.
There's really not that much for me to watch. Now, maybe with the playoffs heating up, I might get it back through June.
Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend for NBA playoffs, except the last two games. I hate that it went out with a whimper because the first six games were pretty damn good. At least 5.5 with Boston, Indiana. Indiana was up at halftime and then completely fell apart in the third quarter. But the rest of the games were pretty damn good. The road teams went out there and won games. Road teams went 3-1 on Saturday. The one home team winning, of course, being Golden State. But the three other road teams won. And on Sunday, like I said, Indiana was up at halftime. Choked. Completely fell apart. Scored 74 points. Oklahoma City, Portland was good. And then, yeah, Detroit, Milwaukee, that's just that's a sweep waiting to happen. And Houston blows out Utah. That's a five-game series. But you might need it in the second round. Second round probably going to be good.
I'll probably re-up my YouTube TV subscription. I'm a big fan of YouTube TV. I think it's definitely the best streaming service.
They don't give you any money. Stop doing that. What happened to no free pubs? You need to tell them, hey, I'll be your spokesperson, but you at least got to throw me some free cable.
It's just, it's a good product.
That's just you.
It's never lagged on me once.
That's just you trying to help the audience.
I'm just saying I've had Sling, I've had the DirecTV Now thing, which is god-awful. I'm just saying if you want to stream, I mean, there's no way to go besides YouTube TV.
LL Cool J says you just need a paperclip where the antenna goes. You don't even need the bunny ears. Just a paperclip.
That seems like you'd get spotty signal coming in. YouTube TV right now, they got a special going on, only $39.95 a month. It's a great service.
Is that really cheaper, though? Like, here's what I don't understand about the cord cutters. And I will never cut the cord. Unless, you know, cable goes up to like $400.
It's significantly cheaper than what my $200 Comcast bill was.
Well, how much are you paying for Comcast internet right now? I mean, I guess yours is free at your apartment.
I have free internet, so it works out pretty good.
For you, it does. But yeah, for everyone else who has to pay like $80 or $90 for the internet, is it not just cheaper to keep the cable? Or like a $10 or $15 difference? I'm curious as to, how much is your internet right now at your house?
See, that's where it's weird for me, is because my internet and rent all loop in together.
Does the cable loop in too?
No, like
you guys have cable, or you guys are cord cutters,
it's
right?
It's we have internet, or like my situation is internet and rent go together, and then we pay for Sling on top.
I work with people who are just, I don't feel like are in the real world. I feel like you guys are just living
$40 a month, buddy.
Well, so, I'm curious. Like,
and I got all the same channels.
That's how it feels for me. It's like $36 a month just to watch TV.
Sure, but
YouTube.
In the real world, the internet's not free, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to figure out.
It's free for me.
I'm trying to figure out what the difference is, because I feel like the internet by itself, if you're getting one that's fast enough, is like $80 or $90.
Sounds like you're in the wrong world, buddy.
No, I'm living fine.
YouTube TV streams more than 60 live networks via the internet.
I get that. I feel like by the time you start adding this up, you're like, oh, I gotta add this package too. I gotta add this streaming service. I'll just watch YouTube TV and have Netflix. And at that point, you have a cost higher than just regular cable.
You don't have to add anything to YouTube TV.
I know, but you're adding it on top of the internet price.
It's still cheaper.
Significantly.
Cheaper than my Comcast would have been, but. I paid the X1 platform, the DVR. I got the whole deal with Comcast.
Look, I'm not going to be someone who comes on here and says, well, actually, Comcast is good. That's not what I'm doing, because I'm not going to champion.
Careful, I know a guy.
I'm not going to champion for Comcast. Hashtag ad.
The YouTube TV service has expanded to cover 98% of U.S. households this year.
Okay. You want a delay?
It's in every
with the sports
TV market in the U.S. Do it.
Are you on the delay when it comes to sports?
It's a bit of a delay, but it's not like, I mean, it's like 40 seconds.
So Twitter's beating you, though. If you're trying to watch and get the tweets off,
Twitter,
you're
yes,
beat.
Yes, for live sports.
I'd rather pay the extra $30 and be first.
It's enough of a delay that I can still tweet and make it seem like I'm in real time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like a 2-minute delay or something.
It was definitely.
But it's enough of a delay where if you're scrolling while things are happening, you get spoiled.
I don't scroll until commercial breaks. But that's my policy anyway.
It was definitely
tough. I don't
like
missing the game.
During football season, when Nate would be like, hey, Ben, can you do the live tweets for the games on the station account? I'm like, yeah, boss man, sure. And I get on there and I'm like, oh, Juwan Jennings catches a pass, and everybody's already on like three plays later.
Yeah. It doesn't work very well if you're trying to live tweet. Hence the word live.
50-second delay tweet. We'll get these tweets off 50 seconds later, which is really like a minute and 10 seconds if you're at the game.
I mean, I don't care that much about getting the tweets off during the game. I'm just trying to enjoy the game.
I feel you. I understand.
I get tweets off in commercials.
Goose tweets in. His is $45 per month for Spectrum Internet. And then if he adds your TV, it'd be almost $90. Although Buckethead says internet only is at least $90, $100 a month. Maybe that's just Comcast. I don't know.
It depends on where you're at and what you got and, you know, what your options are. I mean, I was literally paying, I think it came out to like $190 a month for Comcast, which I was splitting it with a couple people, but it was just too much, way more than the situation I got now. But I do have free internet now. So
Travis says he went from paying $200 for Comcast TV and internet and then just having internet and Hulu, Netflix, and they save $50 a month. I pay $140. That's what my cable bill is.
Do you have the X1 platform?
Yeah. And I have...
Hashtag ad.
And I have... I don't know how high my internet speed is, but I stream everything. It's good. I game sometimes. Not much, but I game Madden. I stream Madden, and sure, I play a little Fortnite. Wasn't very good at it, but I stream Fortnite, never had any issues. So I feel like the internet's fast enough.
You have DVR?
DVR. And I got the voice remote.
How do you get all that for $140?
I don't know. But I got it.
Did you have to haggle for it?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe it's the new customer price for a year. Maybe it'll go up after a year.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, that's going to go up to like $240 next year.
You better not have your stuff on auto pay, man, because yeah. They'll just loop you into that next
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
and
that
shoot
just
your
rolls
crap
right
up.
Into like.
Although I feel like.
Legitimately, it happened to my stepmom. Like, we were talking about it when I went over there this past week. She was like, all of a sudden, my cable bill was up to $270. Yeah. And I was like, I literally am home for 3 hours a week, essentially.
As I just talked this out, I think I realized what the rub is.
Yeah,
you're on
a new member contract.
$300 next week.
By the time your year's up, they'll just shoot your stuff straight up to like $250.
That's what they do.
You have to go back in and be like, I'm not doing this. They'll give you back that original price, but you have to like make sure your stuff's not on autopay, or they'll just jack it up.
And they make everything such a pain in the ass. That's the thing with Comcast. You just can't get anything done with them. They make life miserable. It's their goal. It's the worst company that's ever existed.
I never know how to sign into my damn Xfinity either, and it makes me so mad. I can't.
And that's how they get you too.
I swear to God, they change my password every time I try to sign in.
Well,
I think
we could reset it for you for a $59.99 service fee.
That's the same way these people do me. I tried to cancel my Tidal subscription. I couldn't sign in to cancel. Next thing I know, boom, $20 charge.
They'll go in people. There and they change one letter on your their password. Like, oh, I don't know why we can't get you into your account. We'll handle things on our end for you.
And it drives me crazy. I feel like I'm trapped.
YouTube TV has added the MLB Network, and
I'm sold
more
now.
Regional deals now.
I'm sold now. They got the MLB Network.
Yes, Sling just threw it on our account. Like, I just got on there. We have like MLB Strike Zone, which I guess is like Red Zone for baseball. A lot of awesome diving catches.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, you see plenty of home runs and a lot of strikes.
So you just don't get the local channels though.
Yeah, it's like we get like, you know, TNT, TBS, all that stuff.
But so many things come on CBS and ABC and
like
NBC.
I got really frustrated. I feel like in the beginning of the football season when I kind of found out we didn't get those channels, because I was like, I'm paying an extra $15 already for like all the sports channels.
Just get the YouTube TV, man.
And I can't see the people that are playing football 10 minutes from my house.
Right. Yeah. YouTube TV, buddy. $40 a month.
Now you guys got me stressed out about how quickly this is going to go up to like.
Oh, they're going
to
shoot your stuff straight up. Comcast will mess your world up, man.
I'm trying to log in. I can't log in. Guy texts the boss lady. Hey, what the hell's our login? She's like, I've told you this once a week for the last month and a half. I feel like.
Can you not just go look back at the texts?
It's usually in person. I'm usually trying to log in. It just happened the other night. I was trying to watch a Hawks game because she didn't want to watch the Hawks game. She wanted to watch something else on TV. Well, understandable. I was like, hey, no big deal. Let's watch the Adnan Say on HBO documentary. Cool. I want to watch the Hawks play, so I'm trying to log in on my phone. I'm like, hey, what's our password? She's like, I tell you this every time. I've told you this a million times. And then I know you never listen to me. I know. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get distracted. Sometimes I swear they're changing it on me, is what I always say. I swear that's what I'm typing. Sometimes it is. Other times, maybe I've just got fat fingers. I don't know. But now I've had to make the walk of shame back to her and say, hey, what's her Xfinity password?
Chris sent us a thing from Amazon for the antenna for $13.
I told you, it's like $10. Step your game up, boys. Just get the antenna. You can get your tweets off during SEC football live. NFL Sunday, English Titans games live. It's $13. Not a month.
One-time fee.
Just once.
I'd rather be on a delay than give Comcast another penny of my earnings.
It's not Comcast. You're not buying the antenna from Comcast.
Well, yeah.
You're just buying it from Amazon.
I mean, if I get it with YouTube TV, like, I can deal with the
delay.
It's
like $1.07 a month.
I can deal with the delay.
It's $1.07 a month.
I could get it here by Wednesday.
It's all conveniently right in the same spot.
That is one of the things, like I said, I don't think I'll ever get rid of. I like my live TV too much. I don't know. Maybe I'm wasting money per month. Maybe I'll change my tune whenever they hit me with the real pricing.
Isn't a one-minute delay basically live?
Maybe.
I mean, it's basically live. The only way to ever truly get it live is to be there at the game. Because even live TV has a delay.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're watching the games on campus, like, you can hear the fireworks shoot off before it comes on your TV.
And really, if you're not right down by the field, you don't hear things as quickly as the players do. So if you truly want the live experience, you kind of need to be on the field.
That's true.
You know, it takes sound a bit to travel.
That is one thing weird about watching games in the fort, is like we have to wait three plays for the touchdown to show up on the screen. The very few times that it happened.
I've always thought how radio works is cool. And how you can hear things on the radio before you even hear them in real life if you're far enough away. Have you ever noticed that? Like, let's say fireworks went off and you're in the fort. You'd probably hear those fireworks on the radio just like a split second before you would hear them in your real ear. That's a thing. That's a real thing. It's the way, something to do with radio.
I've got to the bottom of why I can't log into my Comcast. I'd given your friend, your two friends, your twos,
your our friend,
Utes. That's what Joe Pesci.
Well, it's not
said.
Our, your friend,
y'all's friend,
Utes.
Y'all's friend,
use guys,
I mean, y'all's, use guys, friends. I've given.
I don't have friends.
I gave use guys friend, Nathan Odom, my login information one time because
that's Cody's friend.
Because he wanted to watch The Bachelor, right? He wanted to watch The Bachelor. He's like, hey. I told him the same thing. Why don't you just get a damn antenna? You kids these days don't understand that you can watch broadcast TV for free.
I understand that completely.
Whatever. But he was like, I gave him a password. Out of the kindness of my heart. He's like, yeah, you can log in my ABC. Here, watch it. And then Kendall found out on the radio that he didn't invite me into his bracket challenge, so she changed the password so that Nathan wouldn't have our information anymore.
That's pretty great.
That's petty right there.
She is as spiteful and petty as me. She said he will no longer have our password because he didn't invite you to his bracket challenge. So that's why I can't log in now, I guess.
Maybe he just thought you wouldn't join.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Game of Thrones dropped last night. Are you now struggling waiting for the next episode as we go back to our binge versus wait a week to watch?
Yeah, I'm fully a part of the binge crowd.
Are we all bingers now? Is there anyone? Am I alone out here? Am I the only person left that wants to wait a week?
Wouldn't you rather just have episode 2 in front of you right now?
No.
Oh, man. Why? Because of the social media buildup?
I like to talk about it. I like to let it breathe. If we just went from one episode to the next, we probably wouldn't have gotten all those great memes last night. We got a lot of great memes last night. The internet was good.
That's true.
Good content on the internet last night.
That's true, but it's not all about the content on the internet.
Partly.
I'd rather just see all the episodes. I'd rather have it all right in front of me. If I had known we got all the episodes last night, I probably would have scheduled a day off ahead of time, probably would have just, you know, started up right there at 9 o'clock and just watched till about 3 in the morning.
I might be the only person here. I might be the only person left that likes waiting a week. I don't know.
I mean, isn't Game of Thrones one of the few shows that still does it that way?
No.
Don't a lot of shows
premiere all at once? No. I mean, if you're just on, like, Netflix or Hulu or something, yes, but everything else is like, no, we're going to make you wait a week.
If you're on television.
Yeah, anything that's on TV, anything that's on, you know, Showtime, HBO, they don't just give it to you all at once. It's just the streaming services.
I don't really watch anything else. I just know, like, the Stranger Things, or the Netflix original stuff, don't they give you all that at once?
Yeah, they just drop full seasons.
Well, that's
but,
much
like,
better.
Yeah. They don't have commercials or anything, so, like,
yeah, it's
doesn't
much
matter.
Better.
I wonder so if Netflix better. Likes that, though.
I think it definitely devalues, like, the seasons.
Well, for the most part, Netflix ain't dropping great content. For the most part. Or are they? I mean, are they holding up in the TV game?
I thought Ozark was good.
Ozark?
The Ranch is pretty good.
Granted, I only watched the first season and then didn't come back for the second one.
I think Ozark is good. I don't think Ozark is great.
I mean, it depends on the scale as to what, you know, like, what are we talking about here?
You know, great TV shows.
I guess all the great TV shows have been on TV, right? Like, none of these Netflix originals have quite held up.
I mean, a lot of people like Stranger Things. I mean, Netflix has some good shows. I don't mean to come on here and put them down, but for the most part, the stuff I watch on Netflix, at least, half of them are like, hey, I will blow through these 30-minute episodes pretty quickly because it's not great, it's good. Most of the shows I watch on there are good.
Well, it's not like you would just only watch one at a time if they were great. Like, if Netflix gives you a whole season, let's say all of a sudden we get, like, the greatest show ever, and they get something on the level of, you know, Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad or something like that, and they just give it to you all at once, are you going to discipline yourself to just watch one episode and be like, okay, I'll come back for the next one in 1 week?
I don't know. Jason Bateman said that, though. Jason Bateman has quotes about that because he's like, people are just binging through Ozarks and then get mad they have to wait a year and a half. And he's like, hey, it's kind of your fault. Slow down. Like, take some time and enjoy it. Let it breathe a little bit. Don't watch 3 episodes in one setting. It's like, it's too heavy to do that. Just watch one and go come back a week later.
It's just so binging is a good feeling because you can just commit your whole day to the show.
I think it like kind of destroys, like, if they want to build up like a long-term series, because like then people binge through that, you know, that first season. They wait forever for this next one, then they just kind of forget about it, and they're just like, oh, I liked that at one point, and they'll watch like the beginning of the next season and be like, this isn't as good as I remember, move on.
Well, I am okay with that. I am okay with the idea of getting in on a show late. Like, I know a lot of people are just like, yeah, I'll wait until right before the new season comes out, and then I'll go back and catch up. Like, I'm okay with that, and Cody, you've got it good. I mean, like, you waited until the last season of Game of Thrones, and you got to blow through all of them, and you didn't have to sit there for a year and a half and wait.
I can't imagine having the patience to wait.
With the way the last season ended, to, you know, go away from that, and then you have to wait for basically 2 years, it was hell for a lot of people. It was tough.
Right, so why would you prefer that? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, I mean,
I don't prefer to wait a year and a half or 2 years. Like I said, I understand those people who are like, yeah, I'll wait till a show gets 3 or 4 seasons in before I watch.
I'm talking about even at a week at a time. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's all entertainment, and we don't like our sports like that, right? Imagine the Masters broken down into 4 weeks.
Imagine if they tried to play it all in one day.
Well, they played it in 4 days.
Imagine if they just played it all in one day.
At least it's consecutive days. Well, hey, if they did Game of Thrones a new episode every day, that'd be just make it a week-long thing. I'd
be fine with
that.
Imagine if they were just like, hey, let's fire this up. Yeah, we're going to start this golf tournament at 8 o'clock, and you're just going to keep playing.
I mean,
keep playing and keep playing.
I mean, just
as many holes as you can get in. Are you still watching? Yes, another hole. Oh, wait, you're done? Are you still playing? Yes, another hole, another hole, another hole. Okay,
continue watching.
You got 45 of the holes in today. You still owe us 27.
Well, let's say the Titans have
next thing you know, you're done Friday afternoon, tournament's over.
The Titans got a big game against the Patriots coming up. You get one quarter today, one quarter next week, third quarter the week after that. And no, then finish it.
I wouldn't want to play back-to-back-to-back games, though, 4 days in a row.
I mean, it's the same thing, though. Basically, it's entertainment. That's what we're watching it all for, is entertainment. The beautiful thing about binge-watching is you get to spend a lot of time on it. An hour's not long enough. It's not long enough. We need more. We want more. We want more.
I mean, when it comes to sports, though, like, I mean, I don't know if the week-to-week in football actually, you know, necessarily works. Because you have to have those, you know, you have to have those, that time to recover. But I do kind of appreciate the storylines of, like, the NBA playoffs. Especially the NBA finals, where you get 2 or 3 days in between a game. Like, that's, it's miserable in terms of entertainment. You're right. Like, you do miss it. And, like, hey, I really wish they were playing basketball tonight.
Well, I mean, to your point, though.
But instead, when it comes time to play, you're like, okay, I'm ready for this game. I've let the storylines breathe. I've thought about it. We've gotten back and forth. We've gotten people talking. We've got bulletin board material. We got this. We got that.
To your point, is that not probably part of the reason, at least, why the NFL is more popular than the other major sports? Is because you do wait longer for the storylines to develop. I mean, you have a week between games. Whereas in the NBA, especially like baseball, you know, you're playing every day. You do have more time for stories to develop in the NFL.
You do get the build up, and you do, like, it is appointment television, right? How would the NFL's ratings be affected if you could just watch the game? Like, hey, I'm going to watch it Friday afternoon right now.
Yeah.
I mean, because
it would
the NBA,
be weird.
Well, the NBA used to do that. They used to tape delay them. Although I don't guess that's really the same thing, because you couldn't watch the tape. You know, you couldn't watch the tape early. They would still broadcast it on TV at the right time, but you had already known what had happened in the game. But I do think there's a part of the NFL and, you know, SEC football. Hey, Saturday at 3:30, I know where I'm going to be.
Yeah, I mean, sports will always be different just because they're live. It's the one thing that you're always going to need live coverage of. Everything else you could watch on a delay if you had to, but it wouldn't be the same with sports. And I guess live news, if you have like a shooting in your town or something, you want live coverage of that.
I just don't know if I'm the only old man out here. Tweeter writes in, yes, well, you and my grandmother. So me and this guy's grandmother still enjoys waiting a week.
I bet she would enjoy watching TV with you.
The grandmother probably needs to start binging stuff. I don't know how much, you know. This guy's in his 30s. His grandma has to be at least, older.
Yeah.
She's squeezing as much TV as she can. Hell, maybe we all do. Maybe we're all day-to-day. Maybe you're right on the bench. Just give me more, more, and more.
I'm just not – I don't have patience. Like, last night was such a tease with Game of Thrones, because that first episode just left you with, I want more. Give me the Battle of Winterfell. Give me what's next. Because it was just like that introductory episode. Everybody shakes hands. Oh, good to see you again. Nice to see you. And then they just leave you with that.
Yeah, but aren't you going to be really, really happy when the Battle of Winterfell finally comes?
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not coming next week. It's coming 2 weeks from now. But, you know, imagine yourself on that Thursday or Friday right before the Battle of Winterfell. You're gonna play all the scenarios in your head. You're going to talk about it. You're going to read about it.
Just making me want it even more.
And then after you get it, you're gonna read about it, what happened, take time to decompress, think about it.
That's assuming the third episode is the Battle of Winterfell.
I think it is. I think it's been confirmed.
It's gotta be.
I think they've already got some of the show title names already out, like with the directors and stuff. The guy who's directing the Battle of Winterfell also directed, you know, the Battle of Bastards and Hard Home and everything. So it's going to be good.
Well, I know the runtime for those last four episodes are closer to an hour and a half.
I believe it goes a third one. Yeah, the third one's an hour 20, and then they all just kind of keep going.
Which is going to be real nice.
I like hearing people theorize.
About what?
Just what's going to happen. Talk about it, dissect it. Is this like a cultural? Is this a generational thing?
I think so.
Because I know that we're relatively the same age, but we're also like at the. You're a little bit younger, and probably like everyone had cell phones. I mean, I had cell phone in eighth grade, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm an old man. But I would say by your age, everyone had cell phones by 7th, 8th grade. Like, I was one of, like, 10% in my class.
I got my first one in 7th grade.
I was one of, like, 10% in 8th grade. Like, again, I'm not acting like I'm an old man, but I just think the 3 years between me and you is kind of drastic. It's actually 4 years, right? You just turned 20. You turned 25 or 26?
Six.
Okay, so 3 years. I do think those 3 years are pretty wide in the gap.
In terms of technology?
Yeah. Like I said, I mean,
I feel like I'm quite a ways away from even Ben.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
in terms of technology.
Oh, yeah. The gap between me and Ben is even wider.
Yeah.
It's a gulf.
You're like a grandpa.
I mean, yeah. Like, again, not to sit here and act like I'm an old man, but sometimes I do feel that way because, yeah, just technology. Technology has done, you know, so much and since I was a kid versus Ben being a kid.
Well, because it changed so rapidly. So 3 years is a long time in technology terms.
Maybe we're all just conditioning ourselves not to wait a week. Maybe we're all just kind of doing the instant gratification thing. Damn it, maybe this is why all the college athletes keep entering the transfer portal. They need gratification now.
There's probably something to that.
They can't wait a year to play. They need to play now. These damn millennials, Gen Zers.
I mean, the older folks never did need to, when they're watching their shows, they never did need to talk about them with each other.
Yeah, they did. Have you never heard the term water cooler talk? That's a big thing.
Well, yeah, I mean that.
You don't think people are getting together to talk about TV shows?
I mean, that not like they do on Twitter.
Well, no.
That might be the thing, is you don't have to wait to go and discuss it with other people that like it. You're just right there in a community with everybody all the time.
Well, the thing about the water cooler is you can't control, you know, the people there may not be the people you'd like to talk about it with. Those are just people you work with. And I don't think everyone had a water cooler.
I think people still talked, though. They probably just had to do it face-to-face rather than just get tweets off. Can you imagine living in those Stone Age days where if you missed the episode, it was just gone forever?
Well, and what shows were they talking about?
Like, you couldn't DVR it. It was just, I mean, Seinfeld, Friends.
Were people gathering around the water cooler to talk about Seinfeld?
Yeah. I think so.
Can't imagine those days.
The Price is Right.
I'd rather tweet about Game of Thrones.
Imagine living in those Stone Age where you're just like, hey, it's gone. Didn't watch it. Can you tell me what happened? They're not going to show any replays.
Yeah.
I didn't set my VCR to record. I didn't have my spare tape in.
Well, you're telling me that Kramer got blown away by a dragon? You're telling me a fire-breathing dragon was there? Like, imagine trying to describe Game of Thrones. You could never do it.
I think about it in sports too often in terms of, like, just not having the coverage. Like, we can watch any athlete we want to watch now. I mean, pretty much any athlete you want to watch. Any sport, you can find a way to watch them now.
We definitely have it the best of any generation when it comes to TV.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, like, and technology and all that. I mean, could you even enjoy shows back in those days? It's like the Stone Age.
TV ratings coming in from CBS. The official overnight for final round was 7.7/21. I guess that, does that mean 21 million people watched? And says that's best in 34 years for the final round. The combined gross with the encore was 11.129. So I think that means that 29 million people watched the Masters. I said that's the best in 34 years. Tiger effect. Bringing everyone together.
That's the one thing we have in common with those who are watching TV in the early 2000s.
So we still like Tiger Woods.
We both got Tiger.
We still want to watch him.
He's still moving the needle.
It was cool to see him celebrate yesterday and kind of smack five with the crowd and kind of realize that he should just let people be nice to him. Because for so long, he didn't want people to be nice to him. He just wanted to be some stone-cold killer. And he didn't really do anything to make us like him except be good at something. Like, that was it. It wasn't like he was out here trying to win us over with endorsements. Wasn't like he was trying to have his best face on. Even at his apex, he just wanted to sell you watches and Gatorade. Wasn't like he was showing you a lot of personality to do it. It was just, I'm excellent at what I do. You should root for me to be excellent. Okay, sounds good. Yet ever, you know, yesterday, 29 people watched, and I would say out of that 29 million, 28 of them wanted to see him win. I wonder if Goff wanted to see him win. You think Goff was rooting for him?
Or just like Goff, just the Goff god?
The Goff gods. Do you think Goff was rooting for him? Or do you think they're like, hey, there's more money in this chase. If you just keep coming close, millions of eyeballs are going to come anytime you're in contention.
I think the longer the chase goes on, it's probably better for Goff.
Although now, like, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I think it goes downhill from here.
We'll see what happens in the next major. Because now he's chasing Jack again.
Yeah.
Which seemed dead.
Now they got a new chase. Now that he's finally won one.
It seemed dead for a while, but maybe that'll start becoming a topic of discussion again. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.